This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I've been asked a lot recently, especially with this coronavirus fiasco, what can attorneys do now to help themselves? Well, if your phone is ringing at all, now it's important to squeeze every drop out of every potential client, not money-wise, but conversion-wise. Conversion meaning if you talk to five viable potential clients and you're not converting four out of the five, well, that means you have a lot of room to improve. And right now, with the economy as it is, people, when the economy was good just a month ago, I would tell them about this and they'd say, who cares? You know, business is good. The economy is good. Now, when things are dire and people are getting half the number of phone calls or a quarter, now every potential client counts. So you better have ways to make sure you get as many of them as possible. Now, I've created a system, which I'm not here to pitch, but just to tell you about, called the Virtual Closing System. We've been promoting that the past 2 weeks. There are attorneys that have adopted it, and they're really loving it so far. That's not the point of this podcast, though. The point is, part of that virtual closing system, I'm gonna give you a piece of it now for free, because it's going to help you. So I encourage everyone that speaks to potentials to say to them, what's the single most important thing that you want to have happen in your case? Now, why is it important to ask this question? Because when you get the answer, and the answer will probably surprise the person you're asking, they'll go, and they'll think about it, and they'll give you an answer. But the answer is great because then you can echo it back to them later. Let's say you have to call them back and you didn't convert them right then and there. You can call them back or your admin can call and say, hey, so-and-so, we spoke with you a couple days ago. You mentioned that your most important question or the thing that you wanted to have happen most was XYZ. Well, attorney so-and-so or I, if it's you, the attorney calling, have an update for you. I've researched that question and the answer a bit. I have some updated information for you, so give me a call back. So if you leave a voicemail like that, or your admin leaves it, or someone leaves it, that's going to inspire tremendous curiosity. It's going to show the person you've listened to them very carefully, that you care enough to address their number one concern, and that this is something that literally no attorney asks this, unless they're told to and they listen to me. But if you ask this, this immediately puts you on infinitely better footing with the person. It bonds them to you. Again, it makes them think, wow, this person really listens to me. Okay. And it helps guide how you're going to represent them. Because whatever kind of case they have, family law, maybe it's custody of the kids, maybe it's visitation, maybe it's keeping the premarital assets. I don't know. Your client will know. Maybe it's an estate plan. They're worried about, you know, their brother that's in jail coming out of the woodwork and saying, no, the estate's all mine and that they'll get nothing. You know, it could be a DUI. They have to get to work. By driving. They drive for a living. If they can't drive, their life's over. Their career's over. They have a commercial license. Well, that's most important to them. If it's a crime, they're a single mother or a single father. If they go to prison, who's going to take care of their kid? They have no one else that can take care of them. So in every single case that you get that comes across your desk, you want to ask this question because it focuses you, it focuses your client, and it'll lead to much better representation, better reviews, more compliant clients, everything. It's a great virtuous question to ask. Look at all the things it does. Imagine if someone asks you this whenever they're offering you a service, whatever it may be, not even legal. You'd say, this is what's most important to me. Okay, I'm going to make sure you get that. You immediately have a lot of respect for the person, and you think, wow, that's pretty cool that they asked it. So why not inspire that in your potential clients? Why not convert more of them and get through this crisis in the best shape you can. So when you come out of it and all these cases have built up, because it's going to build up a lot of cases in a lot of practice areas, you're raring to go. And now you're going to do phenomenal this year. And instead of this year being a nightmare, this year could be the best year you've ever had. It's possible. Because this will end, as everyone's been saying, maybe sooner rather than later. So take this advice to heart. Think about it. And I hope you use it and profit. If you need help, as always, with your marketing, call 888-225-8594, or go to speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is not the color, but Inc is INC, as in incorporated. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.